Hi, this is Bill Bishop, and welcome to the latest Monday morning podcast, Big Idea Podcast. And today I'm going to talk about how to make more money by adding emotional value to what you're offering people. Emotional value. So the reason why you might want to listen to this is that it is about increasing your income, increasing the revenue of your business, and especially to increase the profit margin that you're making. You know, I talk about fast food and gourmet. Fast food being what most people's businesses are like. It's like they're selling hot dogs at a very small margin, sort of a commodity. And then there's the gourmet meal that you could sell, which is a really special thing that only you can make. And that's a really good price on that for you, and also a really good profit margin. So one of the key principles I work from is when you're trying to figure out how to make more money, sort of the worst thing you can do is to think, well, I'm just going to work harder. Because really, that's not a sustainable thing. You're already probably working as hard as you can and want to anyway. So working harder isn't really the answer to this. The answer always is to add value. Higher concentrations of value. Now, when people start thinking about that, they say, well, how can I add value to make more money? And traditionally, what we think of is, well, I need to add some more products and services. So, and these are tangible things, really, right? So the products obviously are tangible things that you can hold in your hand. And services are still kind of tangible because for the most part, people can see it being done, right? So those things are very tangible. And certainly there's lots of ideas to add value to those things. I just think there's sort of a law of diminishing returns these days on that. A lot of things, a lot of material things that we've needed in the world have been kind of taken care of by the Industrial Revolution. And we sort of have a embarrassment of riches there, lots and lots of stuff. And a lot of them have become commodities, and really it's all come down to price there. So limited amount of value you could actually offer that relative to what I'm going to talk about. So the other option is to add emotional value to what you're doing. So either to what you're already doing or to start to do some other things that provide emotional value. So it's about identifying what emotional value could provide people and then packaging it and in a sense selling that as a value in itself. And the beauty of that is that emotional value is kind of unlimited. There's really no limit to how much emotional value you could provide. And there is actually, in a way, no limit on how much people are willing to pay for that kind of emotional value. So this is where, I don't know if you've read books about emotional intelligence. This is a big buzzword for at least the last 10 years. There's been a lot of books written about that. And I'm all for emotional intelligence because I think we really need to wake up to the emotional landscape that we're working in, especially when we're in the marketplace. Well, really anywhere, but in this case, in the marketplace. But really, emotional intelligence is really about you. What we want to do is make it all about the customer. And for the customer, what they really are looking for from this emotional intelligence is actually some value from it, what I call emotional value. So I'll explain to you what I mean by emotional value per se in a second. But this is a really big opportunity for everyone. And it's actually not that hard to do. That's another great thing. Now, one of the things I'm going to talk about is kind of the emotional landscape that people work from. And I'm really borrowing here from a really great guy. His name is Rick Hansen, and he's a neuropsychologist. Actually, my wife has actually attended some of his conferences, and I read one of his books. It's called Hardwiring Happiness. Hardwiring Happiness. And in that book, and I'm not a neuropsychologist, so I'm not going to get into all the technical aspects of this too much, but he says that there's really three parts of the brain. And the way I look at it, my own kind of layman's terms, is there's sort of the core brain, reptilian brain, and then there's the middle brain, and then there's the larger external brain. Three layers of the brain. And each of these three parts of the brain have a particular function, emotional function, if you will. And the very core of the brain, which you could call sort of the reptilian part of our brain, is the part of the brain that wants safety. And sort of the middle part of the brain is the part of the brain that goes after rewards. And then the higher functioning of the brain, it's really looking for connection. So we have these three parts of the brain that are looking for safety, reward, and connection. Now you can read the book and listen to Rick Hansen's videos and so on. But what I've learned from them is that this is interesting because these things are actually hardwired into the brain. So when you're dealing with a customer or an employee or your family or anyone else, you're really dealing with someone that has these three things going on in their brain, hardwired in their brain. So being able to understand this emotional reality is very, very useful when you're an entrepreneur or a salesperson. Because what that does is it gives you some direction on what kind of emotional value you can provide people. So on the safety side, when we think of that particular part of the brain, which I really see as kind of the basic thing, is that when in that part of the brain, the negative emotions are anxiety and fear. So you just think about it in times in your life, maybe you feel right now in some ways, anxiety and fear. It's kind of like one of the base emotions that we have, right? So where you can provide emotional value there is to transform someone who's feeling anxious and afraid and make them feel relaxed and have much greater peace of mind, make them feel secure. So like say, for example, you're selling insurance, well, that would be a particular emotional value that you could provide there. And the second layer of the brain with reward, people when in that part of the brain negatively are thinking they're frustrated, they're not getting the rewards they want, they're after something, they can't get it. They often then lose hope, so they feel despair that it's just not going to happen for them. And often then they just feel unfulfilled, like there's something longing that they want to get and they can't get it and they feel unfulfilled. So maybe your customers and clients are feeling that way about some things. So what you can do then is transform that by providing emotional value and help them feel hopeful, confident, and fulfilled. And in the third area of the brain, which is a more advanced thing, is that with the connection, right? So this is what people are wanting more than anything else, really. Yet they feel isolated, alone, and disconnected. And there's been lots of articles written about how all this technology that we have, like all this social media, for example, is actually ironically making people feel isolated, alone, and disconnected. So if you could provide emotional value by helping them feel more connected, more supported, more in community, and that would be an incredible amount of emotional value. Now you might be listening and thinking, well, this is all kind of touchy-feely stuff, but it isn't actually. This is actually the way, a very business-oriented way, that you can make a lot more money by providing this kind of value, these kind of values to people. So the question now is, well, how do you provide emotional value to people? How do you do that? Now, the first thing is, I'll just tell you a little story of something happened to me personally. I had an accountant who, and he did a really, really great job for me as far as all of the numbers. Like, he was great at all the numbers, the taxes, the all of it, figuring out all the numbers. But there was a whole bunch of things that he didn't do that made me feel very anxious and afraid and frustrated and maybe even a little isolated and alone. And I wasn't really able to articulate it to him what I actually needed, but it just wasn't, it really wasn't giving me what I needed emotionally from the relationship. And after a while, I hung in there for quite a while, but after a while, I just had to find someone else. And now I have an accountant who is just as good at doing all the numbers, but is providing me with much more emotional value. He's making me feel more relaxed. He's giving me more peace of mind about what's going on. He's making me feel more hopeful and confident about the future. And I feel more connected to him because of that. So he actually charges me more than the other person did, but I'm more than willing to pay that because I'm getting all of this tremendous emotional value from the relationship that I wasn't getting from the other person. So that's a really good example for me to understand this concept. But I'll think of another one. Starbucks. Starbucks is all about emotional value. Now, back in 1990, Charles Schulz, the inventor, you know, really the visionary of Starbucks, said, "We're going to provide a cup of coffee and get people to pay $5 for that cup of coffee. $5 and even more than that." And of course, in 1990, maybe a cup of coffee was a dollar. So people said, "Well, there's no way anybody's going to pay $5 for a cup of coffee." But he said, no, we're going to work it out and we're going to package up something that will make people pay $5. So that's what they did. I mean, now today, there are probably 10 million people around the world just paid $5 plus for a cup of coffee. So where did the other $4 come from? What were people paying for? Now, when I asked people that question, I said, well, I guess the coffee's better. And I said, no, the coffee is still about a dollar's worth of value. It's not really any better. Coffee is coffee, and it could be a little better, but some people actually don't even like Starbucks as much as some other coffee. So it's not about that. And what they did was they packaged up an experience. So, you know, they have leather couches, they have a fire, little fireplaces, feels like a little community thing. They've got baristas and you order a venti, and there's all these things they've done. And they do it because it makes you feel something. It gives you emotional value. And the emotional value that it gives you is it makes you feel special. It makes you feel connected. It makes you feel good. It feels like you're doing giving yourself a nice treat. It gives you a really nice feeling when you go to Starbucks. And that's what you're actually paying the $4 for. So those are two really good examples of how companies have provided emotional value. So you see, most of the time we don't think on those terms. We just think about our products and our services. You know, we do a really good job. We our products are delivered on time. We're nice to our customers. We call them right back and so on. Yeah, these are all good. But what you're not doing is you're not taking advantage of where the real added value can come from is the emotional value. That you can start to really enhance that and start to realize, okay, we're transforming people's emotions in certain ways. And then we're going to start telling them that that's what we're doing for them or what we can do for them if they become a customer. So this is, these podcasts are really just kind of to help you, open you up to some new ways of thinking here, right? So, but I will give you three things that you can do right away to start working on this idea of emotional value. So the first thing is to make a list of all of the negative emotions that your prospects and customers feel at the beginning of the process, of your process. So how are they feeling? Are they feeling anxious? Are they feeling afraid? Are they feeling frustrated? Are they feeling alone and disconnected and unsupported? What are they feeling? So we're gonna, like, they're at the starting line and this is how they feel, right? And then make a list of all the emotions that you would like them to feel at the end, all the positive emotions that, well, in fact, they would like to feel if they were ever given the chance. So we think about that. So now we've got this contrast, really the beginning and the end. And then we're gonna think about, well, what are the things that we, the third thing is, what are the things that we can do in order to enhance that emotional value, in order to achieve those positive emotions, emotional states that they want. And then to get into the more advanced packaging of this is thinking, well, how can we communicate that and say that that's really what we're trying to do? Now we have a really cool tool that we use with the members of our program. It's called the scorecard. And we make a unique scorecard for each client to work with. And those scorecards are really interesting because they are actually about getting the prospect to tell you how they feel at that point without even ever using the word feelings, really. Just to find out, using the scorecard, how do they really feel about their situation and what do they think they need to do about that? And then later, after you've worked with them for a while, is to do the scorecard again and get them to tell you how they feel then and to see numerically how they've achieved or received emotional value. They can actually see that. So the beauty of this is that if you package up a relationship that's based on providing emotional value, people are willing to pay a lot of extra money for that. So instead of $1 for a cup of coffee, they'll pay $5 for a cup of coffee. Imagine if your average check you were getting from a customer or client was 5 times bigger than the one you're getting now. And yet, it wasn't because you worked 5 times more or 5 times harder or 5 times more time. It's just that you provided 5 times more emotional value. And that emotional value, that $5 package of emotional value or whatever you charge, is packaged as what we call a big idea. That's what you start to sell. You start to sell this package of emotional value. And this is really exciting because now you've got something totally unique. No one else is doing, because everyone else is not is focusing on just the nuts and bolts. You're focusing on emotional value instead. And as we go on to the future, this has become increasingly more important because the people who have a lot of money, who you know you're trying to sell to, they already have tons of stuff. They already have all the physical things they need pretty well. That they don't need much more. And what the studies have shown, you might have read some articles about it, is that at a certain point, you know, having more money and having more stuff doesn't actually make you happier. And they've actually shown that even at a certain point, it actually makes you less happy, because you're dealing with all this stuff and it's, your life's more complicated and you kind of went over a hump and now you're on the downside. So providing them with more stuff is not necessarily where the new opportunities are. In the future, the new opportunities, one of the big ones is emotional value. And this also then comes back to packaging, is that what we found is that, you know, I've said before in some of the other podcasts, people don't buy products and services per se. They actually buy the idea related to that product or service or that company. And the idea is created by words. So it's really kind of goes like this. Words and images, which are the packaging, creates ideas in the person's mind, the customer's mind, and those ideas always come with emotions attached to them. Those ideas either make them feel positive emotions or negative ones. So the more that we can use the right words with the right ideas and create the right emotions, the more value you'll provide and the more money you can potentially make without working harder. So like I say, this is the Monday morning podcast, Big Idea Podcast. So it's there to kind of get your brain thinking a little differently now, is to go out into the week now and start thinking about what is the emotional landscape that I'm actually, the marketplace, what's actually going on here. I had one client say, well, I work with corporations and, you know, it's not about emotions in a corporation. And I had to kind of laugh because I thought, well, actually, that's not true at all. As a matter of fact, in a corporate world, typically what my experience has been, that there's tons of emotions going on all over the place. Everybody's just really good at masking it. Don't show your emotions. Doesn't mean there aren't emotions there. And there's probably a lot of anxiety, fear, frustration, and isolation in that environment, even though the person isn't showing it. So that's the part that can be deceiving, that there actually is all kinds of emotional stuff going on. This huge emotional landscape, it's just that there's a mask there and you can't see it just at first glance. So you have to have the emotional intelligence to actually pick up on what's actually going on below the surface. And if you can, then you have huge opportunity as an entrepreneur or a salesperson. So I find this part really exciting because there's huge, huge opportunity here. All right, so that's it. Now, if you're interested in this kind of work, it's all really comes down to a big idea. Creating a big idea that provides huge emotional value is something I think everybody should have in business. So if you're interested in working on this, I have a free session that I do. It's called the Big Idea Outfitter. It's 2 hours, and I will do that with you for free with no strings attached at all. And I will help you come up with a big idea for packaging the emotional value that you deliver now or could deliver in the future. And so all you got to do is give me a call at 647-436-8829, extension 101. 647-436-8829, extension 101. Or you can respond to the email that you got that sent you to this podcast in the first place. Now, anybody else as well, anybody that's interested, you think might be interested in these ideas, you can forward this email to them, this podcast to them, and that would be fine with me. No problem there. You can forward it on to them. So I hope you have a really good week, and I look forward to sending you my podcast next week. Thanks a lot.